closer to what they've been in the past.
And good evening from on top of the hill here in Norton, Virginia, as it is WAXM's Game of the Week, the five-star Game of the Week here on WAXM 93.5, as it will be the home opener for the Central Warriors as they come a-calling against the Ridgeview Wolfpack, the battle of the two-county seats here as Dixon County meets Wise County here in the great city of Norton. Cor Sanchez along with you. And this is going to be the first game in the Mountain 7 for both of these two teams. We've seen Ridgeview. They're 2-0, and they are led by Dwayne Stanley, 13-2 on the register this year in his second season. Fun fact about him, he's never lost in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he has lost both times in Bluefield, West Virginia. That is a house of horrors for Dwayne Stanley and Ridgeview, but not in West Virginia. So there we go. Even though Graham, it's Virginia school, they played in West Virginia. That's fine. And then you look at it on the other side. Central Warriors, homestanding Warriors, they are coming here at 1-1. Jason Mullins squad. Jason Mullins is 11-13 in technically his third season. 6-5 his first time around, as he was the inaugural head coach for these Warriors back in the year of our Lord 2015. And they have a tough task up here today. Two games, had a struggle win in week one against Eastside 14-7. And then they went to Marion where the onside kicks just kept on kicking them. Back-to-back recoveries. Marion held the ball. They won 27-12 in that game. And it's been a struggle so far for them this year. We looked at some of the stats for Central. Back-to-back onside kicks, like we said, but Central has not scored in the first quarter here in the young season. Also, Marion outgained the Warriors 350-72, and they only managed four first downs the entire game, which most of their offensive production came in that second half. And Wise is 0-4. Another fun fact, not really fun, unfun. 0-4 on point after attempts. They've missed three two-point conversions and a kick last week as well. We look at the touchdown scores all season so far, and right now it is Horn who has two. He leads the team there. Haggins and then Jude Davis. Sincere Haggins, the senior quarterback who's transferred from Baltimore, Maryland, and he will be the starting quarterback wearing number two for the boys in red. But we look at on the other side as Ridgeview. They're dominant. They've got the junior quarterback, Ryan O'Quinn, and he has accounted for, nine touchdowns, four via the pass, five via the rush. They also have the wide receiver, Baker. He scored two touchdowns as well. Last week in their win against the Golden Wave of Grundy, six different Wolfpack players scored in that game, that 56-7 route of Grundy. And then we've heard on WLSD, we were there. They routed Burton in the opening game of the season 44-0, and it's been smooth sailing so far. Of course, those were class 1A opponents. It's a 2A opponent. It's a very familiar opponent. Ridgeview leads the all-time series 7-4. They're 2-1 in the playoffs over that time as well. We do remember the last time they met in the playoffs, it was a loss 26-20 here on the Hill at Tommy McCamus Field, and then also that playoff game, the Fog Bowl, that E.T. Called up there way back when, 14-7. Central hang on and won that game. Sponsors for today, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo advisor Jason B. Sturgill, Southwest Insurance, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, the MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirSurf, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Modern Hardware, West End Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. So if you're around any of those businesses, make sure you tell them thank you for sponsoring high school football here on WAXM. As we'll take our first time out, we'll get ready, and we'll preview the lineups for both teams here as you are listening to the five-star Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Claim Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank affiliate.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
To the Castle on the Hill here at Tommy McAmis Field, Central Warriors and the Ridgey Wolfpack, as we'll take another quick timeout as we get ready for the national anthem here on WAXL.
It's Truck Month at Motor McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MotorMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Motor McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
WAXM 935, Ridgeview, get ready to take on Central here, as it is the not only the home opener for Central, the road opener for Ridgeview, it is also the Mountain 7 opener for both teams here, as they look to go 1-0 on the ledger this season. And officials for tonight, it'll be the referee, Robbie Perry. I think I know his son-in-law somewhere. Larry Gellenwater will be his umpire. Scott Powers is the line judge. And then Cecil Miles, the linesman, and Justin Gillenwater, he will be the back judge. These were all assigned by the great Chris Davis, which is actually his birthday today. So happy birthday to the good director of the David J. Pryor Convocation Center. So make sure you say hello to him. I think he's down there in one of our wonderful games this week, as Central has their captains lined up and are ready to go, and they will deploy number 3, Nate West, the junior wide receiver, DB, number 12, junior, Jude Davis, he doubles as a running back and linebacker, number 20, Sean Collier, the sophomore, and then number 66, Marshall Dingus, a junior. Notice I said these are a lot of underclassmen here, very young Central squad that we know of. And then as we look across the way for the Wolfpack, I see number 12, Ryan O'Quinn. Number 17, that's Branson Honaker. And it looks like number 3, Luke Collins. And number 48, Tanner Hill. The only one wears a 4 on the front, so it was easy to see that, as referee Robbie Perry will bring the captains to the front. And we look at some of the starting lineups here, as we will look at Ridgeview first. Starts out Ryan O'Quinn at quarterback. Chance Full will be the running back. Talked about Branson Honaker, not Branson Honaker, but Gabe Hackney. Fortunately, he had an injury. Looks like he will miss time here. He had a dynamic game against Burton, and he got hurt early on in the first quarter of that game. A lot of stoppage in time, but hopefully that young man, he can get back and be healthy. We don't know the extent of that, but thoughts and prayers out to him. Logan Sutherland, wide receiver. Hayden Baker had 2 touchdowns in that game against Burton. Branson Honaker, like I said. Luke Collins, the wide receivers. And the big uglies up front, from right to left. At your right tackle is Miles Phillips. Cooper Powers, the guard. Noah Rasnick, left guard. Jason Butts. And Waylon Perrigan is protecting the blind side of Ryan O'Quinn. Colter Scandler, Isaiah Blankenship, John Savage, Austin Rose, they are the linemen. Rose taking the place of Hackney on that defensive line. Chase Fuller, Branson Honaker, Dalton Mullins on linebackers, your DBs, O'Quinn, Sutherland, Alan Mullins wearing number 33, and number 10, Hayden Baker, to round up the squad for Dwayne Stanley. We look at the homestanding Central Warriors, and it goes like this. The quarterback, Sincere Haggins, wearing number 2. Fullback is Nate West. Wingbacks are London Horn and Aaron Mullins. Tight end Sean Collier. And wide receiver Ethan Collins. Yes, it is Mr. Basketball Ethan Collins at wide receiver. And you look at the line as we go from right to left with the big uglies. It's Noah Trent, Austin Clevenger, the senior, Parker Atkins at center. The left guard is Ford Riley. And Marshall Dingus is the blind side protector. And then we look on the opposite side for the defense. They deploy a 3-4 type style, as Noah Trent, Clevenger, and Dingus will line up on the line. Marshall Dingus there. Jude Davis, Ford Riley, Horn, and Collier, they will be the linebackers. And Sincere Haggins, Aaron Mullins, Ethan Collins, Nate West are your DBs. And this one, head coach Jason Mullins, we know, and Dwayne Stanley for the Ridgeview Wolfpack, as we are getting ready to rock and roll here. And they will come out of the tunnel. They will both come out of the tunnel. It's not really a tunnel. They didn't bring the Wolfpack tunnel here. As Central, they are going to be wearing their white helmets with the black C, red home jerseys with the white numerals and the white pants. And then here comes the Ridgeview Wolfpack. They got their black helmets, their white jerseys with the white numerals and a little teal on the shoulder pads. And then they'll wear their black pants here on the road for their road opener, and then the home opener for Central here on the hill. Picturesque Tommy McAmis Field. As we get ready for this one, here come the Warriors. And they are ready to rock and roll. We're seeing a lot tonight. A lot of energy around here. Got a good crowd on both sides. Ridgeview, we know, they travel. A pack travels well. as they get ready. Looks like Central may get ready to receive this one, but we'll double check that here in a moment. As there are some other games going on across the area as well. Like I said, Science Hill at Union, that's a big game. 6A school over in Tennessee coming up to take on the Union Bears. Union's got a murderer's row pretty much for the next 2 weeks as they have Science Hill and then they're at Graham as well. So they've got a little bit of a challenge there, as it will be Central kicking this one off, as it'll be number 6. That is Bentley Brockhoff to kick it off, and back to receive it, number 1, London Horn and Jackson Wiley for the Central Warriors. Are you ready? Is you ready? Whole squad ready. Both squads are ready. Both teams are ready as we get ready for this Mountain 7 District Class here on WAXM. So however, wherever you may be listening, we appreciate you. As we are underway on the hill, ball bounces at the 20. This one is fielded by Wiley. Wiley's got it across the 30. He's 25. He's making this. Now he's tackled, and he is tackled before he can do any more damage. But a nice reset, nice return for him there. As we get set for Central, and here comes Sincere Haggins. Like I said, the Central Warriors quarterback, the transfer. He wears number 2 for the young man here of Central. One of the very few seniors on this roster, a new one at that. As they'll come out of the gun, Haggins, he'll have Horn to the left of him. They'll flip spots, though, and the whole line will flip here. Kind of saw this on tape that they do go with like a little off-balance line. And they'll run out of the gun here on 1st and 10. Ball at 38. They're going to fire, tipped in the air. That was number 59, Austin Rose, making his presence known. As that one is incomplete. They struggled on offense. Doesn't start well there for them. They're starting out here at the 39 on 1st down. They'll deploy 2 to the left there. Ethan Collins on the far side there at wide receiver. 2nd and 10. Haggins, he'll give it a Horn. Horn, try to get a couple of yards there. He will before he's tackled by number 33. That's Alan Mullins. Horn picks up 1. On his first rush attempt. So right now it is 3rd down for the Warriors. Clock reads 11:26. Ball rests at the 40. Trying to go 1, 2, 3 and out of the Wolfpack. Haggins got trips to his left. And then it looks like it will be a false start on this one, as we will. Not the NFL, so we won't hear him, but we will get our attention to the Whitehead Robbie Perry, and it'll push them back to their 35 Central. Ethan Collins out wide. Wide receiver spot. Horn in the backfield out of the gun. And it's going to be another false start. So back-to-back offensive penalties for the Warriors have turned a 3rd and 9 into a 3rd and 19. Yep, dead ball. Oh, no, they're going to call. Oh, this is encroachment, so it's going to be a wash. It's going to be a wash there. So 2 penalties. 2 penalties there. They're trying to get the clock to run. Only 3rd and 10. They put 3rd and 10 on there now. Got 11 minutes here. Haggins going to roll out to his left. He's looking. He fired. And that one nowhere close to his guys. It was tipped and blocked or whatever you want to call it by Dalton Mullins. It doesn't really matter, as it'll be fourth down, and it is time for Central to punt. As we'll see who will punt for Central. And it's just three plays here. Going back is number 12. That's Jude Davis to punt it. He gets the snap away. Right-footed kick goes to Ryan O'Quinn. Fields at his own 30. Cross 35 to the 40. Cross traffic. He's going to turn upfield. He's at 45. Cross midfield. Down inside the 45 of Central. Trying to make move, but he is slipped. Tripped and tackled at the 41. And we'll call it at the 41. That's where Ridgeview will take over here at the Central. 41, so pretty much the original where the line of scrimmage was for Central. That's where they returned it. But Robin Perry says that's not where it's going to start out at, as it will be a block in the back. That's what sprung them loose, and they sprung a leak. And they will put the ball back into Ridgeview territory as it'll rest at the 46 now of Ridgeview with 10:38 to go. No score here early. Central just went three and out. O'Quinn out of the gun. He's going to hand this one. This is Branson Honaker. And he is tripped up in the backfield. He's going to lose to is Honaker the senior. He lost three right there, pushing them back to the 43. Ford Riley on the tackle for the Warriors. It'll be second and 13. I'm going to play some inspired ball. I'm going to get Honaker to the left of him. Two receivers to the left. You got one to the far right. Gets clapped. Play action fake. This one's a Baker over on the left side. This is that cross midfield. And he will go out of bounds. He's going to go about at the Central 46. And that'll be a gain of 12. So they basically got everything back there. Baker had a big game the last time we saw him. 12 right there on a little screen pass. He gets a signal from the sideline. This O'Quinn, he comes back. As it'll be Luke Collins here on the near side with Baker at the wide receiver spot. And it's O'Quinn under center. He's going to toss this one to Honaker. He's going to take it up the left side. And he's going to move physically to that first down marker. Will he get that first down marker? They say move the sticks. They said move the sticks there. It'll be a Wolfpack first down. Has he picked up enough there for that first down? To there, and this one, Jalen Dillon backfield, and he's going to call his own numbers, O'Quinn, and he's stacked in the backfield. And Edwin, he was sacked there. That's number 50 for Central. Number 50, Noah Trent. Second down and 16. So back-to-back first downs, they've lost. Central has penetrated and got some losses there, but it's what they've done on second down and the third down where they got the conversion. Ridgeview maintains it still. 9-11 to go here, opening quarter. Jalen Dill, the running back, down to the right in the right pocket of O'Quinn. Ball at the Central. Where's Tick Jarley? He's going to fire over the middle, looking for Baker. Incomplete. Hayden Baker, a little too tall for him there. It'll be third down for the Pack. First pass, second pass attempt goes no-go for O'Quinn. So third and 16, ball rest at the 47-yard line. Trips to the right. That's Baker, Honaker, and Collins. And that trips right. And O'Quinn's going to fire back. There's going to be a screen to Jalen Deal. And he's going nowhere. First, he was tripped up by Jude Davis. And then Noel Trent also in on there. And I believe it may have been number 51, Ford Riley. But now they're kind of in no man's territory. They're going to have to punt this one. Ryan O'Quinn will punt it for Ridgeview. Good stand by the Central defense here with 8:30 to go in the opening quarter. Is they going to prepare? They're going to prepare for some trickery. No, they'll get Nate West to retreat back inside his 10 or right at his 10-yard line. Ryan O'Quinn gets the snap. Got that right-footed punt as it'll bounce inside at the 11. Inside, it'll roll as a touchback. Ball come back out at the 20. With 8:03 to go here, we'll take a quick timeout. No score here as Ridgeview and Central meet in their Mountain East, their Mountain 7 opener here on 93.5 WAXL.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
He'll hand it off to Horn. Horn will get it. He's going to make a move up across the 25. He's up across 25 to about the 26, 27-yard line. That's a pickup of 7 for Horn. They're going to call it 8. The ball at the 28. More like the 27, but we'll call it a gain of 7. Not trying to shortchange anybody. Don't sue me. Collins will be out to the far left. Haggins will call Nate West in motion. Gets the clap. And he's going to look. He's looking for that. And he is bum rushed by a bunch. And I mean a bunch of Wolfpack members. Colton Scanlon gets to him, though, first. And he'll get credited for the big sack and a big loss on second down. And that'll push the ball all the way back to the 20. It'll make it 3rd and 10. Try to avoid another 3-and-out are the Warriors. Offensive struggle has been well documented. Horn will be to the right of Haggins here out of the gun. Trips to the left. Here's a clap. He's going to roll out to his left. Roll out. Loosely running with the ball. He's trying to make a move. He squirts across to the 25, to the 26, so back to where he had kind of lost all that yardage. And now he's got it back, but it's still going to be 4th down for the Warriors. Sincere Haggins got a run of 8 there. Excuse me, run of 6. And they're going to send Jude Davis back out there. So it's going to be 12 to 12 here as Jude Davis, number 12, will punt to Ryan O'Quinn, number 12. With 5:53 to go, opening frame. Jude Davis to punt it. And he'll slice this one. Oh, O'Quinn almost had a hot potato there, but he catches it. And now he's going to get it right to the 49, so right on the precipice of midfield as he'll take it. And we'll take a timeout here. No score here. Ridgeview Central, you're listening to 93.5 WAXL.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
Homemaker plows forward, picks up a nice chunk right there, probably about six. Be second down. Second down three, so picks up seven to Homemaker. He's back in plus territory. Going to flip the switch as Jalen Deal and Baker go to the right. And then you have Luke Collins down here to the near side on the right of O'Quinn. But it doesn't matter. O'Quinn's going to give it back to Branson Honaker. And a name like that, Branson Honaker, thrusting forward for a nice first down. And, you know, we talk about this. Ridgeview, very physical runner. Gabe Hackney was a physical runner. And Branson Honaker, tough dude. They get that down to the 39-yard line. They pick up some yardage there. As it'll be O'Quinn out of the gun. He's going to look left. He fires for Baker. Baker's got it to the 35-yard line. So it'll be a pickup of about four. It'll be second down and six. Ball at the 35-yard line. 4:11 to go here, opening quarter. Here on WAXM. Ridgeview working right to left on your radio dial. Just said that earlier. And Jalen Deal, number five, to the left of O'Quinn, who's out in the shotgun. He's going to give it a deal, and he's going to run right. He's trying to turn up field, and he's going to get maybe about a yard will deal. And Sean Collier on the stop, number 20. Now you're kind of in this territory. It's third down for the Wolfpack. Third and five at the 34. You got to think it's four down territory if they don't make it here. As they go out of the gun, Baker in the slot. He's going to look left. O'Quinn going deep, going long for Baker. He caught it. Touchdown. He burned Collins. Touchdown. 34 yards out. And it's Hayden Baker, a 34-yard touchdown reception. Nice arc on the ball. Looked at it here on the near side, and he got it. That's first touchdown. It's 6-0. Ridgeview with 2:57 to go in the opening frame. And it looks like Ridgeview will go for the deuce here. As he'll get Scanlon to line up in the fullback, and he lines up under center. And they're going to give it to Honaker, and the ball is dropped on the carpet. Duke Davis recovers it. And the two-point conversion fails, but it doesn't matter either way, as it is a touchdown, 34 yards from O'Quinn to Hayden Baker, as it's 6-0. Ridgeview leads Central here on the game of the week, 93.5 WAXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
4-yard touchdown reception by Hayden Baker, his third of the season, and the fifth passing touchdown for Ryan O'Quinn, the junior quarterback, as they lead now. Ridgeview does 6-0 over Wise Central here on the hill at Tommy McCamus Field. And Brockhoff to kick it off. And it'll be Horn and Wiley back to receive it. Brockhoff gets it, and this is Wiley who'll take it at the 20, up to the 25, trying to make a move across the 30. And they'll get him at about the 33. I call it the 33-yard line. That's where Central will take over. They have the offensive issues have continued here for the Warriors, 2 3-and-outs. And the defense played well on their first drive. And then really, you're bad at ball away from possibly forcing a fourth down. And they went for the whole kit and caboodle. They're going to run Haggins, go fire left to Collins. That one's short. It was under his knees, and if it was baseball, it still would have been a ball. But we're playing football here. Incomplete. Let's stop the clock at 2:44. 6-0. Warriors trying to get on the board. Warriors, like I said in the pregame, they have not scored in the first quarter. If we know that, you know they know that. Nate West will go in motion. The Jet Stream, they're going to give it to Jude Davis, runs with a head of steam up to the 39. He'll pick up 7, will Davis. Third down for the Warriors. Trying to pick up their first down here. 3rd and 3 at the 39 of Central. That's where the homestanding Warriors face it. Haggins will have Davis and Horn. Davis to his left. To his right will be Horn. 2 receivers to the left. This one, he's going to give it to Horn, but that one sniffed out. Chase Fuller, he sniffed that one out. Snuffed out. He said something stinks. And now it will be all fists in the air as it'll be 4th down for the Warriors. We'll see what Jason Mullins will do. He says, go ahead. And we're going to roll the die here. I like a little, let's go on the riverboat. That's how we do Proud Mary here. Out of the gun. Davis to the left of him. Uh-oh. Oh, there you go. The hard count got him. And it will be on the Wolfpack. It'll be a first down. So Central picks up their first down. This one via the penalty. It's still good. It's good, still good. It's like store credit. There we go. This one is going to be Davis. Davis is going to roll forward here for about a gain of 1 to the 45. So clock will tick down under 30 to go here before they snap it. Still going to have to snap the ball, though. 2nd and 9, ball at the 45 of Central. Hangs out of the gun. Horn to the right of him. Haggins looking. He's going to roll out, gets flushed out to his right. He's looking. He's going to fire deep. He's looking for it. It's gone. That's number 7. That's Zeke Quinn. He's down inside the 5 to the 1. That's big play potential right there. First down, Warriors. That is a down, and they will put them down. That's about a 51-yard gain for them. Hope, prayer, doesn't matter. Zeke Quinn, the sophomore right there, he caught it, number 7. Good play by him. And this one, that means that is the end of the first quarter. It'll be first and goal for the Warriors. They could possibly take the lead if they can punch it in, as it's the end of the first quarter here on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, we'll put you in your comfort zone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want some excitement here on a Friday night, you can come here to WAXM. What a play by Sincere Haggins. He was working. He got flushed out to his right, threw a hope and a prayer over some Ridgeview defenders, and basically little scoop catch right there. It's like a little scoop in your hand in the high school games with the little wiffle ball. And he scooped that one up, and then he was almost to the apartment. They didn't give him the key, but he got to the doorstep. And Central at not really the doorstep. We'll say he got to the porch light. And they've got an opportunity here, although the streak still continues that they didn't score in the first quarter, but they can make amends right here, and they could possibly take the lead. It's different in the Mountain District. It's a wee bit different, Lasses Atlantic. It'll be Collins and West lined up left as receivers. Haggins out of the gun. He'll Davis to the right. And to left of him is Horn. Horn, he gets the handoff, but he is sniffed out by Chase Fuller. That'd be a loss of a pair right there. Second and goal. I'll say one, so it'll be second and goal from the 5. West checks out. And they'll bring in Jackson Wiley. Now, Central's working right to left, trying to get on the board here. They deploy Wiley and Collins to the left near side here. Drew Davis and Horn flank Haggins. And it'll be a timeout. Timeout Central. We'll take it with them here. 6-0, but they're on the doorstep. Can they do it? As you're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXM.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Bytown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Bytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Bytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Bytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Bytown, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram your hometown dealer.
Second and goal at the 6 for Central. Big pass play, set it up. That was from Haggins to Zeke Quinn. As they come out of the timeout, they burned their first here of the first half. Second and 6. Second and goal. Ball at the 6. They did listen to me. They did lose a pair there. Send Drew Davis in motion. Horn will be to the left of Haggins. Haggins looking. He's going to roll, and he's going to get bum rushed and sacked all the way back to the 20. Coulter Scanlon, his second sack of the afternoon or the evening, all the way back to the 20. That'll be a loss of 14 big ones. They'll call it a 19. Well, it'll be a loss of 13. Yeah, that's the difference between horseshoes and hand grenades at this point, though. Drew Davis will check out on this one. Collins will go to his lone side, to this near side here. Jackson Wiley trying to find a way to get set. Horn to the right, London Horn there with Sincere Haggins, the quarterback. And then add injury to insult. It's going to be a delay of game. They took too long getting set. So that's another 5 yards. So it'll be third and 24. Third and goal from the 24. Let's emphasize that, third and goal from the 24. This was a drive that started at the 4. Well, not really started at the 4, but it got all the way down to the 4. And then kind of like Bitcoin, it lost its value. Here's out of gun, claps. Haggins looking. He's going to step up, and he's going to get sacked again. That might be Scanlon on it again. He's going to get sacked all the way back at the 30. What is this going to be? The 31. So he lost 5 there. It went from first and goal at the 4 to fourth and goal at the 31. They're going to go for it here. Can't throw anything short. Haggins at the gun. He's going to look. He's going to roll out to his left. He's trying to look for some help. He can't call his own number. He's not going to go. This is over with. It doesn't matter. Honecker throws him out of bounds, but it was over with before he even started because it was fourth and goal. It was fourth and goal. So it'll be a turnover on downs. So that big play by Zeke Quinn and Haggins goes for naught, and it'll be a turnover on down, and Ridgeview will take over at its 25-yard line. So it's like one of those situations where you have to channel Florida Evans from Good Time when James died and just bounced the glass up there, and she said, darn, darn, darn. You know what I'm really saying. But that's the situation right now for the Central faithful. O'Quinn out of the gun. He works left to right now. He's going to stand up, gets that to Honecker, little bubble screen. He's going to move it across the 30, and he plays some big boy football. And I tell you one thing, up to the 33-yard line, so pick up about 9. There's a flag, a little chippiness down there. I saw a Central Warrior may have been an agitator there. But I think they may have gotten, let's see, a personal foul. Yes, that it was a personal foul against the Wolfpack. But I will say that there was a situation that happened down there that it could have went either way. Doesn't matter. You know, it's always the instigator never gets caught. We see that in the NFL all the time. That'll push them on back. And it'll push the ball back inside the 20 to the 19. So it'll be half distance there. It'll be second and 16 now. Trying to figure out who's going to get the canine award. Brent Honecker looks like he might be a Corey's canine recipient. Pumps. O'Quinn looking. Collins too high for him. Too much mustard on that one. Lou Collins, I mean, he had nothing, and I mean nothing but field turf in front of him. But it's just like, hey, that pump fake, it's kind of like when you go buy a new car. It's a little buyer's remorse right there. It'll be third and 16. Third and 16, ball rests at the 19. Ridgeview leads it. 6-0, 8:45 to go before halftime here on the hill. Jalen Dill will be in the backfield with O'Quinn. 7 seconds left on the play clock. Gets the clap. O'Quinn looking. He's going to step forward, fires, and he's got Baker. Did he catch that? He sure did catch that. Wow, what a play. He had Jackson Wiley Jackson Wiley was all over. I mean, he was all over like a cheap suit on Easter, but it still doesn't matter. They'll move the sticks here on third and 16. They move that ball there. Big third down. So it'll be first down and 10 now at the 39. Ridgeview, you know, playing their first 2A school and in their district, their first district opponent. As this Blue Blood Central here in the Mountain 7, I think there's going to be a timeout. It is a timeout. And Ridgeview will take a timeout here. We'll take a timeout here with them. As it's 6-0, Ridgeview leads it with 8:09 to go here before halftime. As it's the game of the week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Defense! Defense!
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice-cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the first quarter, down in Norton, the other game, because it's dual city action here tonight in Norton. Up here on the hill, but down there, Jai Burton, no score for the Raiders. 35-0, Patrick Henry at the end of one. This is Jalen Deal, gets it across the 40. There's a flag, though. 45, lowers his head, goes out of bounds. But we'll see what. There's two hankies on the field. There's going to be a hold on Ridgeview. Oh, no, blocking the back on Ridgeview. That's going to come back. Back goes the pack. Penalties working against them there, so it'll be first and 15, back at 39. Ooh, 34. Don't trust the scoreboard. O'Quinn out of the gun. Got Deal back to him again. Catches the ball with his right hand. There's going to be a little screen to the left side. This is Hayden Baker. He's going to get escorted out of bounds by Jackson Wiley. And Sean Collier. We'll get that ball. That was a pickup of one. So it'll be second and 14. And then we're going to send Collins. And it looks like Cole Cummings as well to his right side. O'Quinn gets that, fires left. He's got a man. It's caught across the midfield stripe. That looks like that is number 18. First time we hear him, that is Tristan Stevens, the junior wide receiver. He gets across the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line. They picked up 14 right there for his first kick on the stat sheet. Pistol, O'Quinn, he's going to hand it off. This time it's Jalen Deal across the 45, or right to the 45, 44-yard line. He'll go pick up a four, so it'll be second and six down. Drew Davis on the stop for the Warriors. 6:33 to go. Ridgeview leads at 6-0 here on the hill. Picturesque scene. Sun going down on the mountains to the right of us. As Ridgeview on the march. They're in Central Territory. Ball at the 44. It's clap. And O'Quinn's going to call his own number. He's going to make a move. And he is. He knocked down after a pickup of, and we'll say he got a pickup of about a pair. No, picked up more than that. He picked up about three there. I'd say third and three at the 41, so he picked up four. Like right in the middle. Maybe three and a half he picked up. I wouldn't say four all the way. Honaker, Baker, Collins trips to the right. O'Quinn, he's looking right. He's going to fire. He gets Collins. He's got the first down at the 45. He trips out of the tackle west, but he's tackled down at the 35-yard line, 34-yard line. They pick up seven there. And that's another Wolfpack first down. 5:10 to go before halftime. Ridgeview on the move. And it's O'Quinn and Deal. And Deal, he's going to get the handoff across the 30. Full hit of seam. Nobody's going to catch him. Goodbye. Home run. Touchdown. Wolfpack, 33 yards out. That is Jalen Deal. No flags. Got to do the Joe Buck. No flags on that one. As 33 yards to pay dirt. Jalen Deal. We'll see. Kind of talking, Robbie Perry down there talking with Jason Mullen. I know they're going to see. But it's a touchdown. Unsportsmanlike conduct is on Ridgeview after play. They'll be forced on the kickoff. I wonder what it's going to be. 12-0. 4:45 to go. Trying to go for the two here. This drive was set up after a good stand in deep in Ridgeview territory. As O'Quinn calls his own number, he's going to backpedal back, fires, and it is tipped. Jackson Wiley on Branson Honaker. But I think they're going to get a redo on this one. It's kind of like my golf game. Just call a mulligan every time I shake a putt. It'll be a mulligan. Yep, they're going to call pass interference. That's going to be on Jackson Wiley. They weren't going to let him breathe. They didn't let him breathe on that. Pass interference, yes. Yep. So it'll be a retry. And it'll be this offset eye with Scanlon there in the fullback spot. Now O'Quinn's going to call his own number, and he is in for the two-point conversion. And it's 14-0, and the clock reads 4:45 to go. Ridgeview leads it here in this Mountain 7 clash, the opener for both teams, as you're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXM.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Back here, it was a 33-yard touchdown run by Jalen Deal, the sophomore running back. He's a really going running back by committee after the injury to Gabe Hackney. And then we get ready to kick this one off. No score, Abington and Gate City. 7-0, Science Hill leads the Union Bears. 6-0, Holston over John Battle. Someone's going to stop picking John Battle. 14-0, Graham on top of the Maroons of George West. 7-0, Tazewell over the Richlands Blue Tornado. And, 41-0, down there in the other part of the city, John I. Burton, struggling with their young squad down there. Brockhoff to kick it. As it'll be Wiley and Horn. They need a big return here. Something to get them jump started. As we'll whistle for play here. It's like we had TV timeout or something. Brockhoff kicks it off. And this one, it's fielded by Horn. He gets across the 40, across midfield. And he's tripped up. But he is in Ridgeview territory. That gets Central answer. The offensive woes continued. 4:39 to go, 14-0. Trying to make something happen here. The coffee pot's run out. As the ball will rest at the 48-yard line at Ridgeview. That must be some good coffee over there. I ain't lying. We're just having fun over here. Good Dr. McAvis over there, principal here at Central. Trying to get him some coffee. Get that man some coffee, y'all. Cynthia Haggins rolls out right. He was looking for Nate West. There is a hanky on the field. So, see, that might be off or not, and maybe pushing them back a little bit. Kind of like my hairline, going back. We'll see. Yeah, it looks like it's on Central. It's going to be chop block. I've never seen that one yet. Chop block on Central. It'll be a first down. It'll still be first down, so they'll redo it. As it's 4:34 to go here before halftime. Ball rests at the 40. As that pushed them all the way back from the 48 to the – they still pushing them back to the 41. I don't know if they better hunt or not, but how about that man? Haggins will roll out to the right, trying to look for something. He's rolling right, looking, throws across his body. Ill advised. He was looking for Zeke Quinn again. Hayden Baker breaks that one up for Ridgeview. So it'll be second and 22 now. The ball back all the way. This drive started in Ridgeview territory. Bounce back to the Central 36. 4:26 to go. 14-0. And oh yes, Patrick Henry probably just scored again. As it has been a tough line to hold here. No Owen Amos. Hopefully they're going to try to get him back in the middle of the season. But Haggins, he's going to roll out to his rest, or to his right. And that one, he hit his receiver in the hand. Looked like he had held it for a while. And then I believe that Sean Collier, yeah, he just, this ball just kind of upchucked the ball there. So it'll be third down at 22. With 4:21 to go. And before halftime, so nothing really bled off the clock right there. So third and 22, 36-yard line of Central. And Jason Mullins and his crew will talk about it here, as we'll talk about it as well, too. We kick a timeout. Ridgeview leads at 14-0, 4:21 to go here on the Game of the Week on 93.5 WAXL.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
Nothing, 4:21 to go. The Warriors trailing. They face the 3rd and 22 at their own 36-yard line. Trying to get something, trying to light the match, trying to light the embers or something here as they were faced on one of their offensive drive. They were down to the 4. Turned out to be like a 4th and 30. So it was 4th and Montana at that point. As it's Haggins out of the gun, they're bringing the blitz. And, yep, Ridgey will give them, will spot them a 5. And he got a little happy there. Hey, they were, whew, they were like a mom on Black Friday. And he saw the laptop was on sale, but the gate hadn't opened yet. That'd be 3rd and 17 now. Ball at the 41. Get you inching you a little closer. And here's Haggins roll out to the right. He's going to fire. Is that one picked off? No, it's incomplete. He was looking for Sean Collier, but it was broken up by number 4, Dalton Mullins. And it will be punt time in Wise. As it's a much to boot about nothing there. 4:14 to go. 14-0. Ridgeview about to get the ball back here. Jude Davis punt it. Davis puts this one off his right foot. O'Quinn backs up. Fair catches it. And he'll fair catch it at his 23-yard line. That's where they'll take over with 4:08 to go here. Before halftime, we'll take you around the area again, give you some scores here as we'll hold up on going to the commercial break. Abingdon, we said, somebody said it could have been a trap game. The Fighting Falcons trying to avoid 0-3. They're 7-0 on top of Gate City. That one, I believe you can find that if you turn on YouTube. Gracie County 7, Rural Treat nothing. And back to action here, Ridgeview. It's going to be I thought they almost emptied the chamber right there. They did not. It'll be Deal to the right of O'Quinn. O'Quinn claps, gets the low step, knee-high step. He's going to step up. He's going to fire. Looking deep for Baker. That's got to be passive. He caught anyway. He's got 30, 25, 20, 15, 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Holy Toledo, man. That's 77 yards. If it stands, they caught me by surprise. There was flags. That's got to be P.I. Oh, and we talked about Baker. He's got the strides of the young man. Great day in the morning. Touchdown pack. Just like that, they had a lot of time. He had a lot of time, and he just told him, go, go, go. And he went, and for the 4th time this season, those two have hooked up for a score through the air. It was a 34-yard touchdown there in the first quarter. And now offset eye again, O'Quinn's going to fire, and it'll go to Baker. He gets it in. He slung down. That's going to be get it. That's just frustration right there. As Lee goes up to 22-0 with 3:54 to go. As Ridgeview has opened it wide, has went Captain Insano and opened up the can. 3:54 to go. 2-point conversion is good. Baker got that 2-point conversion there. Hayden Baker. Two passing touchdowns for Ryan O'Quinn. They get Jalen Deal on the last drive, 33 yards to the house. So they haven't had a scoring play that was under 30 yards so far. Big play potential. Virginia continues their road trip next week. They'll go down to Bristol to Virginia High, and we'll be back here at Central WAXM as they host the folks from over in Kentucky. Are you down with LCC? LLC. Yeah, LCC. Letcher Central County will come to Tom McAmis Field, and after that penalty, they're going to kick it off from Central's 45-yard line. My goodness. It's one of those things that just ask you, what's the point? Brockhoff, see how he does this one? He's going to kick that one where it's fielded at the 10, up to the 15, across the 20. And that was Horn. London Horn gets it up to the 14. That's where they take over. Well, they say the 15. Yeah, they'll say the 15, first and 10 for the Warriors with 3:45 to go before halftime. 22-0. Let's see here. As it is 3:45 to go. Haggins out of the gun. He's going to hand it off to Horn, and Horn sniffed out by Bronson Honaker. Yeah, Honaker, he's getting canine votes right there. If people ask me, they're like, you know, well, nobody's going to ask me, but if you ever ask me, the explanation for the canine award is not just scoring. Got to be tough. Got to be a little gritty. Got to have a gritty play. Honaker's done that. Colter Scanlon's done that. It's going to be a timeout. Let's see who gets the timeout. Central will call their last timeout with 3:19 to go. We'll take it with them here as they trail the Wolfpack of Ridgeview 22-0 as you're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
Nothing. Central's got the ball. Face second and 15 at their own 20. And it's 48-0 down there in at Lawson Fitchco Stadium, right across from our studios down there at WAXM. Shout out to Eddie Stanley, that steady Eddie Stanley, making the sound good as he is our in studio engineer. And then we toss it to the man, the myth, the legend, E.T. Eric Tyler Mullins for Five Star Scoreboard Show. Have a lot to talk about there. And it's Haggins, he's going to toss it. But oh, my goodness, that's a fumble. Did somebody get – that's a ball. Let's see who got it. It is Wolfpack ball. It was like a toss, a little toss in the backfield. And the pack pounced. It's going to set them up in the red zone. Let's see where they're going to spot this ball at. My gosh. I didn't think it was possible here, but you know, maybe they get an opportunity, but there's been a lot. There hasn't been a movement on the clock. I think maybe 20 minutes of real time has moved, and we maybe have like a minute and a half that's ticked away, and this one will be Branson Honaker. He's going to run the left side. He's going to go inside the five. He's knocked out of bounds. Let's say at the three. A pickup of 10. First down. It'll be first and goal. It'll be first and goal at the two. It'll pick up of 11. Yeah, I'm calling it two. It's right there at the two. And they're going to run the same one, this offset eye. the left. Or toss it brought to Branson Holnaker. He's in. Touchdown, left side, with 3:02 to go. It is now 28-0. Pack lead it. And you can hear a pin drop on this side of the way. 3:02 to go. Still 3 minutes before halftime. O'Quinn get the signal in from the sideline. It was 3:02 to go. Honaker, the lone setback. It's going to be bootlegged by O'Quinn. He's going to fire into the end zone. That one's incomplete. He's looking for Coulter Scanlon. It doesn't matter. Oh, it's 28-0. 3:02 to go. Got after the turnover. There's a flag on the field, though. I'd imagine it'd be on Ridgey because everybody's going back to their separate sides. They threw that one. This one came from the white hat. They're still discussing, but we'll take a timeout here with them as Ridgeview extends its lead 28-0, 3:02 to go here as you're listening to high school football on WAXM.
Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
28-0. It was a Branson Honaker 3-yard touchdown run. So the shortest scoring play down as it was a run. Brockhoff to kick it off. And this one will be fielded by Wiley. Wiley will get across the 30 up to the 25. And he's dropped, up to 35. And he is dropped at the 38. And he's down. That young man is in some pain there. As we will step away for this one because this may take a few minutes. Hopefully he's okay. But we'll take a timeout here as you are listening to high school football here on WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Claim Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Wiley, number 4, he's walking off with the help of some of the central coaching staff, and he is not putting any pressure on that right leg as he walks off with the help of a couple of his coaches here. They try to sit him down at the bench. Central take over now. Ball at the 38-yard line. As it's Haggins. He'll call Nate West in motion. He's going to call his own number. Nope. and he gets snuffed out very quickly. At number 73, Eliza Blankenship, the big defensive tackle there. And it'll be with 2:36 to go, 28-0, Ridgeview all over the Warriors here. Sincere. He's going to get this one on the end around to Nate West. West trying to make a move. He gets across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Bring Nate West on the carry.
Now you pick up about 7 there.
Yeah, and a 4 on the play.
And a 4.
Oh. 6 for the Warriors.
We'll call it 4. I don't trust the scoreboard. As the tag is again, ball at the 42-yard line. Nate West in motion. He's going to go down the opposite side this time. And this time they sniffed that one out. Brenton Honaker. Honaker, he does it on offense and defense. It'll be fourth down with a 1:40 to go. And it'll be a timeout. Ridgeview, I think they might have some aspirations to maybe run the clock, to have a running clock in the second half. Because if you do your math, get 35, it goes and runs. And we'll take you across the way. We'll get you some stats and facts. We're good friends here from Central. And we'll take you across the way. Honaker, last time we checked, it was 8-0 in the second quarter. So, Rocco, the Eagles kind of doing all right there. Maybe somebody should have audibled that pick. But we'll talk more about that later. Depending on how the game dictates. Don't forget, every Thursday night, 8 o'clock, is a new edition of Pigskin Picks. Jacob Townsend, Zach Helton, and yours truly. And we always have a guest picker and some exciting guests as Jude Davis will punt this one away into the night sky. And will fall short at the 39. The fair catch was signaled by Ryan O'Quinn, but this one will matriculate all the way down inside the 30 to the 27. It's down and down. Here come the Wolfpack. Wolfpack, they kind of struggled early in that first quarter, but they got the bearings back about them. Might be the lower elevation. I don't know. But they're good and ready to rock and roll, and they have dominated this second quarter. Domination Nation. As it'll be O'Quinn. Got a gun. They're showing blitzes central here. And they're going to back out of it. They're going to send somebody. They had somebody coming hot there. He's going to avoid the pressure again. O'Quinn's going to fire deep. Looking for Baker again. That one a little too far for him. That little street ball right there. Just say, hey, go long on that one. And Nate West was on the coverage there. That outlet has been a little go route over the middle. That's been open for him. Of course, the wide receivers mentored over there on Ridgeview sideline by the icon, UVAY's icon himself, Mike Owens. And a little bit about running routes. They get the clap. O'Quinn fires left. He's got this one. This is Honaker. He rolled back on screen. He missed the tackle. Now he's got it across the 35. And to the 35 to about the 37-yard line, 1:06 to go. They do get the first down, so they'll move the chain. O'Quinn, Fires, Honecker, whoo, ran that same summer paint. They're going to call it a fumble? Is it a fumble? Yeah, no, they say he's down. Say he's down, down on the carpet. Down, down, down. No fumble. Quick trigger, 48.9 seconds to go before halftime. And a very arduous first half. And there is an injury. As we'll take a timeout here for the young man down there. We don't have a number, but we'll take a timeout for Ridgeview leads it 28-0 here on 93.5 WAXM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Frank and Holmaker, he walked off of his own power. Frank got the wind knocked out of him. Hopefully he'll get back in this game. He has been one of those canine nominees. Him and Colter Scanlon. O'Quinn, he's got a pump face. He's rolling left. He's going to throw that one out of bounds. Awkward, 44 seconds left in the first half. 8:10 here in the Eastern time zone. Sun going down. It's fall in Southwest Virginia, boys and girls. As they're going to decide, Nate West is going to go back like he's going to receive the punt. Ryan O'Quinn still out there in the huddle. It's 4th and 10. It's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off. We got O'Quinn. He's going to fire it to Jalen Deal. Deal gets across the 40. He's tripped up. And he's way short on the line again. The clock continues to tick. Oh, it brings up fourth down. They had said all day on the scoreboard. Because the fourth down already on the scoreboard. Now it's fourth down. I think they're going to let this one tick all down. And we'll go to halftime here. As they'll get the ball, we'll rid you to start the second half. And they lead it well in control of this game, 28-0, as we get ready for halftime here in the Southwest Virginia here in the Battle of the County Seats. It's the Ridgeview Wolfpack 28 and the Central Warriors nothing. As we'll take a timeout here, get organized, take you across the coal fields in Northeast Tennessee, and we'll see what we have here as you are listening to the five-star game of the week here on 93.5 WAXL.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
All right, thanks, Pierre. Score 28-0 at halftime. Ridgeview leads the Central Warriors. Take you across the way and give you some scores at halftime. It's Abingdon 7, Gate City 0. You remember last year, coming into that game, it was 0-2 Gate City going to undefeated Abingdon at the time and flip the season around for them. Could it be this time? Not sure, but we'll see. Down there in our sister station, WLSD, Jacob Towns on the call down there, 48-0. The Rebels of Patrick Henry all over the John I. Burton Raiders. Science Hill 7, Union 0. Holston 6, John Battle 0. Grayson County 7, Rural Treat 0. Tazewell 13, Richland 6. Graham 20, George Whiff 0 at halftime. It's the Marion Scarlet Hurricane over the new member, the old new members of Class 2A, Lebanon Pioneers, 27-13. Narrows on top of the undefeated Chilhowee Warriors, 21-7. Looking down in Tennessee, it is Cloudland 6, Johnson County 6, East Side and Riverview. They're in the first quarter. No score reported there. Radford 0. And Bearcats of Virginia High 0. It's Hampton, Hampton 14-0 over Happy Valley. Raceland on top of Pikeville 7-6 at halftime. And it's Sullivan East 14, Unicorn County 7. Elizabethan and Cherokee, they're delayed. North Green and Cumberland Gap delayed as well. Chucky Doak, South Green delayed. They've got some lightning down there. Unica 14, Cosby 0. And it was Morristown West 3, Dan Boone 0. Dobbins, Ben Jefferson County, they've been delayed in the first quarter. Lightning delay, 8:45. All these are lightning delays. But we do have Dallas Bennett. They're going to start at 8:45. West Green trails Eagleton College in Career 7-6. And let's see, who else do we have here? Ledger County Hazard, team that's going to play next week. No score there. That game just kicked off at 7:30. It is Honecker 14, Rock Cove 12 at halftime. Lakeway Christian 2, Westridge 0. Second quarter. It's the Harlan Green Dragons 8, Leslie County 6. And then yesterday, old Tom Walker went to Castle the Wood, and they brought the wood there as the Pioneers. They went on the Oregon Trail and won 36-14 over Castlewood there. And then don't forget, we've got football action all across the way. And then tomorrow, don't forget, on this very station, it will be UVA Wise going to Thomas More with 1-0 college, as they are new members. They are transitioning to Division II football, so they get an opportunity as they're looking for their first win. The Cavaliers looking to start out the young season 2-0 before they get ready to get back on the side in the SAC conference. So big win for Dane Dameron's squad here. Last Saturday night, 48-0 over NAIA opponent Union College, and they dominated. Pillage be darned, they dominated. So that is what we have for our scores here. We're trying to get some stats here as we will come back here, take a quick break, take another extended timeout here, as we know that Ridgeview is leading it 28-0 over the Central Warriors here on your five-star game of the week on 93.5 WAXL.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be opened in person.
Morning, I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. AirServe. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Halftime here, 28-0. Ridgeview leads the Central Warriors. We take a look at some of the scoring drive opportunities and four scoring drives for the Wolfpack. They've got touchdowns. Three different Wolfpack have scored touchdowns, and two touchdowns for Hayden Baker, and we know he is a deep threat. We saw it in week one where he had like an 89-yard touchdown pass, reception there. Hit a 34-yard one to cap it off on third down, and then he had a 77-yard one a few drives later after that. Jalen Deal got in on the action, 33-yard touchdown for him. He had 86 yards last week in the win. At home against Grundy, and then Branson Honecker, who he's a canine, he had a 4-yard touchdown run as well, and also Baker has a 2-point conversion to his ledger. And Ryan O'Quinn, it's something different about him, and the way the ball comes off of his hands, it is a thing of beauty for a young man. And usually, we know the team with a stable quarterback will go far here. A seasoned guy who's been here since he was a freshman, and he is looking all the part. And the one thing about them is he'll be back next year as well. So we'll see where it goes there. We'll take a look at some of these stats also. Shout out to Peanut Collin, who is stat keeper. Saw him earlier today, and according to the stats, it is Ridgeview having 9 first downs, Central only 2. Third down efficiency, 4 of 6 on third down is Ridgeview. That's good for 67%. Central is 0 for 6 on the third down efficiency, and no fourth down attempts, just 1 by Central there. They didn't convert that. Rushing, it is 5.6 yards a pop for Ridgeview. They've ran it 11 times for 62 yards. Central has ran at 16 for 5 yards, only .3 there. Passing attempts there at 16 attempts and 195 yards for Ridgeview. That's 15 yards a pop there. 7 attempts, 51 for Central. And then you look at the completion rate, that's 81% compared to 14. Total offensive yards, 257 to 46. Penalty, 6 for Ridgeview, and that's a match 36 yards there. 5 for Central for 44 yards. Fumble lost by, I don't think that one's accurate, but a fumble lost by Central there. And then we have a couple of punts. Touchdown, run the pass, 2-2, it's even there. Time possession, 10 minutes, 13 seconds for Ridgeview, and 9:23 on the docket for the Warriors here, as they still trail it 28-0. They're going to try to get this offense going here. About 3 minutes to go before the teams get back on the field. No sight of either team just yet. Well, speak of the devil, and he shall appear. Or speak of the pack, and they shall appear. As the Wolfpack are coming back out, getting some warm-ups in here with 3 minutes to go before we reconvene this Mountain 7 District Clash. And don't forget, we will be back here on WXM next week, as it will be Y Central hosting Letcher Central County. So be ready for that one here. And don't know where they are on WLSC, but we'll find that one out for you as well, too. But right now we'll take one last time out here, and then we'll come back. Central not on the field just yet here, but Ridgeview is. But the score, 28-0. It's the Wolfpack all over the Warriors here on the five-star game of the week, 93.5 WXL.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Back out here getting warmed up for the second half. Little keys to the second half, if you ask me. You didn't ask me, but you're here anyway. We appreciate it. As Central, they've got to get something going on this offensive end, whether it's starting to run the ball, but they can't really. They just can't find a way to get that magic going for them. Ever since they were at the doorstep, And it's just like, if you were watching Scott Van Pelt, he talks about bad beats. That was a bad beat right there, as you were right there inside your own, inside the opponent's five, and it went all the way back. Like we said, it went back like it was cryptocurrency. And they wound up, they had to go for it on fourth down, and they gave it back to Ridgeview. Ridgeview made them pay on the next drive. And threw a touchdown pass. I thought Central played very well defensively in that first quarter. The bottom fell out for them. You look at Ridgeview. They've got to maintain. They got to run this ball, pretty much do what they've been doing. They can get out here with their first district win. And, there's still a lot of questions to be answered there in those situations. So we will see. But also, you know, it's not just the people on the field that we appreciate for them going out here, but the people who make it possible for us to bring you this game, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo advisor Jason B. Sturgill, and the Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirSurf, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Modern Hardware, West End Pharmacy, and Farmers and Miners Bank. Farmer Miners, I appreciate them and their sponsorship, and you hear their ads all throughout our breaks and everything. And shout out to our guy in the studio, Mr. Eddie Stanley. Got to give him his props. Appreciate him as he is putting it and throwing it down thick for us here, making us sound great on these radio waves. And then right after this, we toss it. I toss it up to the Terminator, the Executioner of Scores, Mr. Eric Tyler Mullins, ET with the 5-star scoreboard show. And I know we'll have maybe some birthday people calling in, and you know, it'd be fun. It's always fun, and you know, yours truly might even call in too if his father-in-law doesn't invite him to the after dinner referees meeting, which I think I already did. So hey, it's good. As we get set for the second half of action, it's fun doing this by yourself. You don't have the band. As it will be Central kicking it off to Ridgeview. Get 12 minutes on the board. Ridgeview scores here, and they get an extra point. They just get 1 point. We go to the running clock. Oh. They're dropping chairs and everything. It'll be Drew Davis to kick it off. Jalen Deal, Hayden Baker back to receive it for Ridgeview. Like we said in the first half, if you're ready, whole squad ready, both squads are ready to get this second half underway, under the lights, here on top of the hill. And Drew Davis kicks off deep over the head of Deal. Deal will field it. It's going to go all the way back into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback, says the white hat, Robbie Perry. And it'll be first down. We got the 25 for – it'll be first down at the 20 for Ridgeview. You know, Ridgeview scored 4 touchdowns. They had a 3-score second quarter, 22 points they put up in a route. But like we said, Central had some good defensive moments early on in that first quarter. They even had some in the second quarter. But big play potential, 30, 77 yards, 33 yards. And then a terminal offense that set up a 4-yard touchdown run by Branson Honig. That's what the scoring is. They're going to hand off to Jalen Deal here. And he's still running forward. Cross the 30 to the 31. He picks up 11. That'll be a first down for him. They're moving to chains. Jalen Deal. Had 86 yards last week in a dominating 56-7 win over the Golden Wave of Grundy. Grundy going through some changes up there. No more Craig Plymel, who really kind of played some inspired ball last year against Ridgeview when it's up at Grundy. O'Quinn gets it. Going to hand it off again. This time, that is sorry, get you a number here. That is Fuller, Chase Fuller. He's going to pick up about 3-4. They'll give him 4. Third. It's going to be second down and 6. Ball at the 35-yard line. 10:55 to go, 28-0. Ridgeview working left to right on your radio dial, computer dial, TV dial, wherever you're listening to it. That's how they're working. He gets clap, pump, O'Quinn firing deep, and Alex Collins was held. Yeah, he was held. He was held, and they're going to tattoo Aaron Mullins with that hold. They're going to call a hold, or they're going to call a pass interference. 5-yard difference there. They're going to call a holding, so it'll be a 10-yard penalty. It'll be holding. It'll be a first down. So they will place the ball at the 45. And a new set of downs for the Wolfpack. Honeaker, you're on the near side. Deal in the backfield with O'Quinn. They're going to hand it off to Deal. He's going to power forward across the midfield stripe to the 49 of Central. There's a 49 there, so it'll be second and 4 after a pickup of 6 right there. Holdaker and Collins line up here on the near side to the right. O'Quinn out of the gun. He's going to fire to Honeaker right over the defender. Honeaker going to get the first down a little bit more. And he's tackled. Nice physical run by him after the catch. Now move the sticks. So picks up 7 in a first down to the 42 off of that catch and run. And it'll be 1st and 10. So first down, 9:43 to go. In the third quarter, O'Quinn, it's clap. He's going to call his own number. He's going to go left side, and he's going to run across 35, the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He is in. Touchdown from 42 yards out. The quarterback calls his own number. 42 yards for the touchdown. Left side all the way. 34-0 is the score. And they will call for the 2-point conversion here. No Connor Smith anymore. Well, Connor Smith, I believe he's. They still have Connor Smith, but not kicking right now. And this will be O'Quinn with Deal to left them. They're going to hand it off to Deal, and he is in. 2-point conversion is good. It's 36-0 with 9:23 to go in the third quarter, and it's all set up on a touchdown run, 42 yards by Ryan O'Quinn here as Ridgeview extends his lead, taking the opening kickoff and taking that drive all the way for a score, as you are listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXL.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
And it is 9:23 to go, 36-0. Ridgeview leads it. They've been all over it. 42-yard touchdown, run, scamper, charge. Insert your own adjective by Ryan O'Quinn. His third touchdown of the game, via the pass, and down one on the scamper. This one's kicked off by Brockhoff. It is fielded, and that is fielded by number 19. It's Jalen Teasley, the freshman. He's on the return. Haggins will come back out here. It's been a rough one for the senior transfer from Baltimore, Maryland. The Ravens, they're back at it. on Sunday from Charm City. They take on the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud gets his NFL debut. Saw a ugly game, I would call, on Thursday Night Football. As we'll talk about that in a little bit here. Haggins, he's going to fire over the middle, and he was looking for Sean Collier, but he already covered and kind of missed him there, missed the mark. Incomplete. So it'll be second down at 10. As we do have a running clock because Ridgeview is up now by 36. They got the magic number, plus one. But, yeah, Kansas City, Detroit. Some people said Matt Nagy, the offense coordinator they need, but it looks like they might need Bieniemy to be the disciplinarian there, as they look like they were eating Andy Reid's junk food there. Lost 20-0 as Sincere Haggins will hand this one off. This is Horn. It got a little hit of steam up to the 49, up to his own 49-yard line. That's pick up a 7, so it'll be third and 3. 7:53 to go, third quarter. Haggins out of the gun. Haggins going to get the knee-high snap. He's going to roll out to his right, feels the pressure, roll right, fire deep, looking long for Ethan Collins. And he had no chance on that one. That one was out of bounds before it even landed. So it'll be 4th and 3. You got to think they're going to go for it here. Not thinking. Just going to do. It's the Nike sign. Just do it. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Running clock in effect. Ball rests at the 49-yard line of Central. It'll be Collins. It'll be West. Collier. All to the left in the trips, but to the left side, this near side here. Haggins going to look left. He's looking for somebody. He's going to fire Ethan Collins. He had it, and then he dropped it. Incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs with 6:45 to go in the stop clock. That clock's supposed to go. Yeah, go, go, go. Supposed to go. Yep. And Robin Perry winds the clock. Honeaker inside of Collins here on this near right side. As O'Quinn fires, he's going to fire left. He's going to get Jalen Deal, who juggles it. And he's going to get it across the line of scrimmage, picks up a yard. So it's 2nd and 9, 6:09 to go, third quarter. Ball inside Central Territory down. We can't say it's 48. Or like a little pistol. O'Quinn claps, hands off. No, he's going to call his own number again. Ooh, he put his shoulder down across the 45. Down to the 44-yard line. And putting the shoulder on the line. I don't know, Ryan O'Quinn. Looking at maybe getting a canine award. A shoulder play will do it sometimes. Deploys three receivers to the right. That's Collins, Honeaker, and Baker. O'Quinn gets the direct snap. He's going to fire over the middle. He's got a diving Baker, but he drops it. Dropped that on 3rd and 5. That would have been a first down for the Wolfpack. Kind of in no man's territory, so they'll go for it. Four 4:44 to go. Third quarter, 36-0. Ridgeview all over Central. set up by a 22-point second quarter surge. Big plays all the way. Four scoring plays of 34 or more, 33 yards or more. And O'Quinn gonna fire. He's gonna get. It's gonna be high of Luke Collins, and it'll be a turnover on down. Central will get the ball back at their 44-yard line. And they'll turn over and come back out there. A lot of their starters still out there for Ridgeview. Hagers will break the huddle. Yep, Robin Perry, make sure they run the clock again. 4:02 to go. We'll hand this one off. This is Horn. Horn's going to get across the 45 up to the 49. He's going to pick up five. Second down for the Warriors. Send the play call to Nate West. He'll give it to Haggins. As it'll be out of the gun. Once again, Haggins fires left. Oh, it's picked off. This one, it is picked off. Picked off by number 59. That is Austin Rose. Picks off Sincere Haggins. And it'll be a first down. A first down and 10 at the Central 35-yard line. Been a rough line to toe for the youngin. And too many men on the field. They got one that will rush off here. O'Quinn, claps. Pumps, rolls, look, he's going to call his old number. He's looking around, trying to pull his old Mahomes. He fires. He's got his man inside the 20 to the 15. That was Dalton Mullins. Big pickup there, pickup 20 by Dalton Mullins. First down pack with 2:37 to go. They lead 36-0. And the Wolfpack, they have not allowed points in the first, second, or third quarter. Two minutes and 25 seconds away from doing that all season long. It's 2:12 remains here, third quarter. O'Quinn claps, hands off to Fuller. Fuller going to get down. He misses another tackle. Trying to go, cuts wide to the left, gets it inside the 10 to the 9. That'll be a pickup of 6.
Number 15, takes four on the series. That'll make about 10 and
more. Buck 45 to go here in the third quarter. Nothing. Bridger taking its time. Getting some substitutions in on defense for Central. And this one's going to be a handoff to Fuller. There's a flag on the field. Might have been too many men. It looks like maybe Horn was running off the field. Yeah, it looks like he's looking back. Looks like it might have been too many men. Yep. I'll leave a substitution. There's a legal substitution there. They're trying to rush some guys off. I think Horn was caught in the shuffle. And with 1:16 to go, third quarter, Honeaker, Scanlon, this little offset eye, kind of on that a little weak side. They're going to toss this one. Branson Honeaker will take it in from 4 yards out. Touchdown. Touchdown, Wolfpack. So that one's going to make it 42-0 with 50 seconds to go. Honeaker snarfed up some yardage. Another 4-yard touchdown run for him. 42-0 for the Wolfpack, defending Mountain 7 district champions. We're going to hand this one off to Fuller, and a Fuller hit of steam prevails. He's in. He gets the pair as it is 44-0. Ridgeview leads it with 50 seconds to go here before the end of the third quarter as you're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WAXL.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
By number 59 of Ridgeview, Austin Rose set up a short field at the 35 of Central, and nice big play, and then it ended with a 4-yard Branson Honeaker scamper to the end zone, and now Brockhoff will kick it off, and it'll be Nate West and London Horn back to receive it. As here comes Brockhoff. It'll be Nate West to get it at his 15. Across the 25, up to the 30. Makes a move and a massive hit of humanity across the 35 to the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Central at his own 37-yard line. Might give him 38. We'll see. With, no, it'll be 37. 37 seconds to go. 37-yard line is where they take over at. Ooh. And they have, they've got some bops on here, as young people would say. They are playing some bops.
Personal foul against the Warriors.
And it's a personal foul against the Warriors, too. I don't know. This is like 6 or 7 total personal fouls. They love them. A lot of folks kind of clearing out here, trying to beat the rush down the hill. 32 seconds to go as they give it off to Horn. We'll have it, and he gets it across the 25 to about the 28. That'll be a pickup of 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. 10 seconds remain. Looks like they'll let this one bleed on down as they will throw up 4 fingers as it is the fourth quarter. We head to it. 44-0. Ridgeview leads, and they are on the way to their third win and their first win here in the Mountain 7 District as it is the 5-star game of the week here on 93.5 WAXL.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
All right, there is the student section. Shot off a little confetti here for Central. They trail at 44-0. They face a second down and 5 at their own 29-yard line. 12 minutes to go, running clock. Plus 9 on the magic number, 35. And then plus, well, technically plus 8 on there. He's got the magic number. He adds plus to it. Maybe Haggins, he'll have two in the backfield with him, like Jude Davis and Horn out of the gun. He's going to hand it off to Horn. Horn trying to press forward. Gets it across the 30. So he picks up 3 to the 32-yard line. 11:30 to go. In this one. I believe it's probably over down there at Boston Fitchco. And here we go. It's going to be a handoff to Jude Davis. He missed it. I think he got the first down, though, to the 35. Yeah, he got it. They're going to move him.
First down.
Science Hill 13, Union 6. Richland down in the lead, 30-19. Zach Helton didn't believe in his alma mater. Nobody else did, too. Graham 23. And George with nothing. 27-13 at halftime. Still Marion in Lebanon. 54-0. Patrick Henry all over John I. Burton. Narrows 28. Chihaui 15. And this one is Horn. He's going to carry across the line of scrimmage. He maybe picks up 1 to the 36. So it'll be 2nd and 9. It'll be 2nd and 9 for the Warriors. 10-10 to go. Haggins, he's going to look left. He's going to fire. Look for Ethan Collins, and he is. That one's broken up, incomplete. And that was Alex Evans, the junior corner. Number 1 on the break up there. Kind of bringing some a bit of their younger squad now. Coach Dwayne Stanley, because they've got this one easily in hand. Clock ticks under 10 minutes. They'll deploy Collins again out to the left side. And it'll be Haggins who's going to hand off to Jude Davis, who gets tackled in the backfield. Tried to break free. Austin Rose, another guy we might have to get a K-9 award, making a tackle, losing his helmet, got an interception in this one. Another K-9 nominee. Ain't got to do much. It's got to be tough. 9 minutes to go on this one. It's been all Ridgeview. So filing down the hill. Claps this one, roll out Haggins, go looking left. Looking left, he's going to fire. Incomplete. Looking for Ethan Collins, but he threw it towards the central bench. As they'll redo it here. 2nd down. Go through some other scores. We can get them. Abingdon 17, Gate City 7. The Fighting Falcons. Somebody said on Pigskin Picks, it felt like a trap game. Sometimes you just got to go with your intuition. Sometimes you just got to go with it. Yeah, a new quarterback in here. That was 4th down. Hand off to Chase Fullen. And this Brockhoff in now at the quarterback spot. Ryan O'Quinn's day is done. Counted for three touchdowns. Two passes to Hayden Barker, 34 and 77 yards. And then he ran one in from 42 yards out. Dynamic, to say the least. Brockhoff out of the gun. Fuller there with him with a low snap. He's going to get Fuller. And there's a ball on the carpet. And I think Central might have the ball back. Central did get the ball back. It'll be a fumble, and it'll be Warrior football.
Ford Riley
on the recovery. Good strong name right there, Ford Riley. We'll see what the Warriors can do here. Gotta have quick memory. Take on a team. Next week, Letcher Central here back on the hill. Ridgeview, they'll call a timeout. 7:18 to go here. We'll take a timeout with them. They lead 44-0. Get ready to wrap this one up and go 3-0 here on 93.5 WAXM.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank of Oregon Company.
44-0. Central trails it. They've got the ball back. And the ball rests at their 35-yard line. As Haggins looks, he's going to fire right to Nate West. Nate West gets it across the 40 to the 41-yard line. It'll be a pickup of six. It'll be second and four. Check that, second and seven. Picks up seven. Second and three. Haggins with Horn in the backfield. Collins out to the right. They're going to head off to Horn again. He's going to get it across the 45. To the 40, we'll see if he it will be a first down for Central. And that was a pickup of five to the 47-yard line. Haggins again. We'll give it a Horn. Horn's going to get it across midfield. Midfield to the 49. Picks up a five right there. As it has been a tough line to toe for Central, nothing's been going their way. They had it one time, had a prime scoring opportunity. And now it'll be a timeout. Timeout Central, 5:11 to go. They trail 44-0. We'll take another timeout here. You're listening to high school football here on 93.5 WXM.
West End Pharmacy, located in the Valley Shopping Center in Clintwood, is a proud sponsor of the Ridgeview Wolfpack. Since 2010, West End Pharmacy has been getting to know each patient that walks into their pharmacy. Whether it's a prescription or non-prescription item, they take their time to explain each medication. West End Pharmacy offers private pharmacist consultation, flu shots and immunizations, durable medical equipment, and prescription fills. Contact Patrick McCarty or John Sutherland at 276-926-6890 and let West End Pharmacy be your local pharmacy.
All right, back here. 44-0. Central has it at the Ridgeview 49. Cynthia Ag has been the quarterback the whole time. He's going to roll out to his left here. He's going to look, he fires. He finally hits Nate West. Nate West across the 40. Down to the 37-yard line. There's a pickup of 12 and a first down. There's Warriors production here. 4:37 to go before the final gun. Haggins gets a snap. And that's a fumble. He falls on it. No, did he fall on it or did Ridgeview get the ball back? I would say he got the ball back. So there was a fumble there. I'm going to push this back. A loss of 6 back to the 43. 3:50 to go. 44-0. It has been all, and I mean all, Ridgeview. Powered by 22-point fourth quarter. They're going to get this little toss play to Horn. Horn's going to get across the 40. Down inside 35 to the 30. 25-20. And he is out of bounds at the 19-yard line.
First down.
That was a big pickup there. From the... Let's see. Goes out of bounds at the 19. Yes, indeedy. So pick up a 24 there. I think we're shortchanged to one, though, getting 23. And Hanks is going to get the handoff. This is Jude Davis. Going to train forward for a pickup of 1, 2:45 to go. Trying to lower that crooked number on the board just a little bit. By the Warriors, 30. 2:31 to go. Haggins. Haggins, he fumbles the ball again, puts it on the carpet. He recovers it. Now he's looking for some help, and he's going to get taken down as he's chased down by number 9, Landon Mullins, the 6'2", 170-pound junior defensive lineman, linebacker. Been as we get under 2 minutes here. No two-minute warning in high school, as we know. We'll see some two-minute warnings again here as NFL action returns on Sunday. Some more college action. Tigers going to get it to Horn. Horn going to get it across to 25 to 20. 15 to the 10 to the 5. He's back in. Is he in? He's down to the 1. He's down to the 1, and they shoot off confetti. London Horn. Don't know why they stopped the clock, though. Did they call it that? No. Yep. Ball at the doorstep. Closest they've been. It's about the first quarter. Trying to preserve shutouts. Ridgeview Central trying to get that crooked number off, and they will get that crooked number off. Jude Davis takes it in. Touchdown. The Warriors get it. So no shutout again for Ridgeview, but still dominating here. 44-6 now. As we know, run a clock not. It doesn't matter at this point, but it was never in jeopardy. Looks like it's Collier to kick it. The high snap kick on the way up, and it is good. 44-7. Excuse me, that's by Greer. That was by Jesse Greer, the senior. He's up and good. 58 seconds to go, 44-7. And they lead this Ridge Union. They're about to get the ball back here. A little bit. We'll hold it here. We'll hold it here. I'll go to commercial break here during the break. Looks like I'm going to get back on the field real quick. But, yeah, a lot of action. You know, we picked some games down there on Picks and Picks. Picked the Browns, Bungles, 49ers at the Steelers, Dallas, of course, on Sunday Night Football at New York Giants. Aaron Rodgers is making his debut for the New York Jets. They host Buffalo in the Battle of New York in the AFC East. Of course, for us more local, the Titans are going to be at New Orleans. And the Commanders, they get ready to open up a new ownership regime under Josh Harrison Company. And they get ready to take on the lowly Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. And now there's a flag. There's a flag. The official throws the flag. And now they'll call it unsportsmanlike conduct on Central. They're going to push it back. 58 seconds. Huh. Something makes you go, Yep. And they are going all of the lights. All of the lights are leaving out of here at Tommy McCamus Field. It will be Jude Davis. Central, they will fall to 1-2. 0-1 in the Mountain 7. Ridgeview, one of the true blue bloods in the Mountain 7. They're going to go and improve to 1-0 in the conference, in the district, excuse me. This ball will go all the way back to the 15 where it, excuse me, to the 10 where it's retrieved by Deal. And here comes Brockhoff in the offense. That bled off 27 seconds. I don't even think they'll be they probably won't even need to snap the ball here as the play clock's not even going to run. Ridgeview has no need to run this ball. I don't think they will. I think this will be the end of the game. We will see we won't see another play. Yeah, 10 seconds ago, final score will be 44-7. Ridgeview dominated in this one, powered by that second half. And now they will go to 3-0 on the season, 1-0 in the Mountain 7. Central will be 1-2, and they will be 0-1 in the Mountain 7 district. We'll get you some final stats here. Get you some final thoughts. Let you know who they're playing again next week. We'll be back here next week as well. So final score, Ridgeview 44, Central 7. We'll come back for some post-game stats and facts as you're listening to the 5-star Game of the Week here on 93.5 WAXM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Farmers and Miners Bank loves to make loans. Whether it's a boat, car, vacation, or your dream home, we have the loan for you. Stop by any of our Farmers and Miners Bank's local office where our loan officers are eager to help you with all of your lending needs. At Farmers and Miners Bank, we strive to provide our customers with the latest technology as well as old-fashioned banking services. To learn more about our services, visit us on the web at bestlittlebank.com. That's banking like it ought to be, only at Farmers and Miners Bank. Member FDIC, member Federal Reserve System, equal housing lender.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoreChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be opened in person.
Morning, I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Four, seven. It's Ridgeview taking the cake in this one. Give you some final stats. As it was Ridgeview 15 first downs to Central 7. I take it quarter by quarter. Ridgeview scored 6, bumped it up in the second quarter, 22, and then 16. They didn't score any in that fourth quarter. And then it's maintained true. They have held teams scoreless through the first three quarters, through the first three games of the season. No score, no tomato, and they let it, their second team kind of let that last score happen. But there was a positive here for Central, and they kept that fight going on for those young men. And third down efficiency, 4-7, 57% for Ridgeview, 3-11 for 27% for the Warriors. Nobody converted a fourth down. Rushing, it was 139 yards for Ridgeview. That's good for 7 yards a pop on 20 carries. Central Town of the Rock 30 times for 64 yards, only 2.1 on that one. Attempts passing, 222 yards through the air for Ryan O'Quinn, 13.5 there. Big play potential, as we said. 16 attempts to 17 yardage for Central there. A lot of that came on the Zeke O'Quinn reception that kind of set him up down there. Total yards 368 to 134. Penalty 6 for Ridgeview. And then 9 for Central there. Fumbles lost 2 for Ridgeview, and then one for Central. Touchdowns, four via the run, two via the pass, six in total for Ridgeview, and then just one on the run, on the ground at the end from 1 yard out for Central. We talked about big play potential. It was Hayden Barker who had two big touchdown receptions, 34 to 77 yards. Those were from Ryan O'Quinn. Also, Jalen Deal added in a 33-yard and a 32-yard touchdown as well on the ground. And then Brant Konecker had two of his own. Excuse me, had the two-point conversion there also. And then lone score came from London Horn, who now has three rushing touchdowns on the season for Central. He leads the way for the Warriors in that category. As we'll take a timeout here one more time before we toss it up to ET, get you set for the scoreboard show, and get some final thoughts as we look to next week as well here. As you have listened to the five-star game of the week here on 93.5 WX and 44.7, Ridgeview all over Central here in this one. And we'll be right back.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Air, we'll treat your home like family. Air, Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
If you want to save big, you've got to come to Big Stone. Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Big Stone Gap, Virginia wants to earn your business. We have a great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Mytown utilizes live market pricing to give you the best deal every time. Shop us today and compare. Mytown will not be undersold. Also, be sure to ask about the Mytown Lifetime Warranty. No matter where you live, come see us and make Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram your hometown dealer.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome! Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Defense! Defense!
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system, service, and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Modern Hardware, located in Clintwood on Main Street, carries brands like Steel and Husqvarna's. They have trimmers, chainsaws, blowers, and pressure washers. Not only do they carry equipment, but they have parts in stock. They service what they sell, and they offer bundle packages. Modern Hardware offers furniture for the home, appliances, Carhartt, muck boots, and so much more. That's Modern Hardware, locally owned and operated in downtown Clintwood. Go by or call today at 276-926-6501.
our final score, 44-7 Central and Ridgeview. Ridgeview wins this one. Like I said, goes 1-0 in the Mountain 7 District. Ridgeview, they're still on the road next week. They will go take on the Bearcats of Virginia High. And then Central right back here, right back on 93.5 WAXM with five-star game of the week as they will take on the Cougars of Letcher Central just right across the road as it'll be the Commonwealth battle. And we'll see who wins that one next week here. I'll be right back here with you. And maybe we can get Jacob Pounds out of witness protection. A couple of scores, not to steal ET's thunder, but y'all hope for my people down there at Gate City. 17-14 is the score right now. Abingdon leading there, and then Rocco Honick was 20-12 last time we checked there, and then Science Hill all over Union 27-6. Down there, that one, that game still in the fourth quarter. Eastside 14-0 at halftime. And Burton finally scored 60-7 on WLSD. Don't forget, tomorrow, Steve Kern and company, they're back at it from just outside the Queen City over in northern Kentucky as UVA-Wise takes on Thomas Moore, trying to go 2-0 on the early season. And the game kickoff at 12, pregame at 11:30, so you can hear him and Brendan Day will be bringing you the call there, or excuse me, him and Daryl will bring you the call there on the Cavalier Sports Network. And then also, we don't forget that we have Pigskin Picks again at 8 o'clock on Thursday. It'll be Jacob Towns, it'll be Zach Helton, it'll be me, and probably somebody in the media as we'll pick picks. Just don't get mad if we don't pick your team. It's all good here. But for everybody here on the 44-7 win of Ridgeview, Eddie Stanley down there in the studio, appreciate him making us sound good. We get ready to toss it up to the executioner of scores and the five-star scoreboard show. Corey said, here comes, I'm Corey Sanchez. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night, and we'll catch you next week. Final score, Ridgeview 44 and Central 7. Good night, everybody.
Welcome into the five-star scoreboard show on 93.5 WAXM. ET, Eric Tyler Mullins will take you through the high school football scores around the area in Southwest Virginia, Northeast Tennessee, and Eastern Kentucky tonight, as our scoreboard show is sponsored by Food City and Southwest Insurance. It's now time for the five-star scoreboard show right here on 93.5 WAXM, hosted by ET, Eric Tyler Mullins.